Well, you know, I don't do a lot of them, but you know, if it's a special cause, and this is, then definitely it is something that I would consider doing. And in this case, sharing a stage with the great Doug Stanhope, and doing a benefit for, let's face it, some of the most neglected personalities in our society, which are some of these little stray dogs and cats. I mean, there's a lot of appeal in doing something to help them.
I think that you might have sort of a connection to Arizona. Is that true?
Well, I have a connection in that I have done many shows there. I mean, I have certainly done hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of shows. But, you know, I have a connection to a lot of places. I am somebody who is always on the road and always trying to bring laughs where they are needed. Now, we did shoot a series of photographs for my Country Winners album in Tucson, the cover photographs and that whole thing. And we also shot a DVD in Phoenix at the Greyhound Park, which I believe now no longer exists.
That is something that most people may not realize, is that in addition to your many, many comedy albums, you also have a country and western album. How did that do for you, Neil?
Well, you know, these days, a lot of these people are more interested in the techno sounds, you know, which are horrible, which are garbage. I mean, that's not music to me. Unfortunately, that's what these drug-stoned kids like to go see and do at night, and not so much the country music, especially traditionally made as the country music that we made was. We had the real instruments. We recorded on real tape, you know, that sort of thing. So it did well amongst a certain segment, but you know, if you're trying to get a million seller, I'm afraid that Neil Hamburger Sings Country Winners is not going to be that million seller.
When a man steps out upon a stage, there's a certain amount of pride that could be shattered. When he gives and gives so that others may live through his gift of laughter.
Have you been invited to the Grand Ole Opry or any country venues to share your talents there?
No, we haven't. You know, we did a tour with the whole band. We did a tour along the West Coast and also in Mesa, actually. But, you know, it's not something that we're doing regularly because of the logistics of it all. You know, everyone is so busy playing in their more important bands. And, of course, I've got quite a long list of debts to pay off by doing these comedy shows. And we do hope to play elsewhere at some time in the future, but I couldn't tell you when. Certainly not at the Grand Ole Opry, because there has been no interest shown at all. But yeah, no, it is difficult because with a band, of course, you know, I'd like to travel in a compact car, which is usually the cheapest one that you can rent or borrow, you know. And with a band, of course, you need a huge, some sort of van or truck to carry all the equipment. You need multiple motel rooms. And it's, you know, on the other hand, the conversation is better because when I'm out by myself, it's strictly my own thoughts, you know, criticizing my previous show. You know, when the sound in your head is somebody telling you you've done a horrible job all day long, I mean, believe me, having some real human beings in the car to discuss something else is a real improvement.
Well, from pizza houses to stadiums, you've really played them all. Do you have a pre-show ritual or regimen that you like to put yourself through to prepare for appearing in front of these vast audiences?
Well, you know, you like to have a sip of warm water before you go on stage, that sort of thing, to calm any nerves. I don't really have any nerves. They were shot long ago. At this point, I could pretty much hop up and do the show at any point because I've been doing this for so many years. We used to have rituals. I would buy a lottery ticket an hour prior to each show. Now, we did that for years and years and years and then added up the expense of lottery tickets at $1 a day times 365 shows a year. That's $365 a year. The total return on the last year that we did that was under $20. So you're talking about a loss of $345, which, incidentally, was more than the amount of money that I earned that year. So obviously the lottery tickets as a ritual had to go.
Well, for people who might have heard this interview with you now and they're thinking, well, I've got a free weekend. I could go and check out Neil Hamburger, but gosh, I just didn't think he was that funny. Would you have anything you might want to share with us in the way of some jokes?
Yeah, I would, actually, folks like that.
Yeah.
I understand your position. I think that there's probably some pit somewhere you could jump into, huh? How about you go lying in the street and see what comes along to run over you? I'm sorry, you know, of course, we're not telling jokes. This is an interview,
yeah.
Freeloaders. That's the other thing. These people are freeloaders. They're listening to a free program and then saying, oh, well, I'm not going to go because it wasn't funny enough for my high freeloading standards. Well, the shows we're doing in Tucson, one of them, folks, is free. So the freeloader crowd has something to get excited about. That is Friday night at the Hotel Congress, I believe at 9 o'clock, maybe later. I think it's a late show. It's a late sort of venue. Free, absolutely free. I will be there with major entertainer Mike H. Now, if you're not a freeloader, if you're somebody that actually has a heart and cares and likes to support things, I'm doing a show with the great Doug Stanhope, the great Brendan Walsh, and other top acts right across the street at the Rialto Theater on Saturday night. This is not free at all, folks. This is a benefit. We're raising money for the Humane Society of Arizona. Now, it is free in that I'm not being paid to do this, and I wouldn't accept a nickel to do this because I am doing this out of the goodness of my heart and my concern for these stray animals, which I have seen all around Tucson and worldwide, for that matter. But do come out to that show if you have a little money to donate.
It'll be the cream of your material then that night. Nothing substandard.
Nothing substandard. No, all tried and true, the hits that have been honed through years and years, just as they filter water through mountains filled with ash and minerals and things and filter out all the impurities over the course of a million years it takes for water to get into an aquifer. That's what it's like with these jokes.
Thinking it over, it ain't worth the worry.